Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. The Australian government is being urged by Australian aid groups to use its influence to seek an urgent ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. More than 30 Australian aid groups have signed an open letter to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese with the call. Since the October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel, some 1,400 Israelis and about 3,500 Palestinians have been killed, and the numbers continue to rise. The Executive Director of ActionAid Australia, Michelle Higelin, says action needs to be taken now to stop more loss of life.
ActionAid has staff on the ground in Gaza, as well as local partners. Overnight, we heard that people are lining up the streets of South Gaza. They have no access to food, water, or safe shelter. Those who have found shelter have no access to mattresses, to blankets, basic humanitarian supplies that are vital in this crisis. This is a humanitarian catastrophe that is preventable and avoidable.
US President Joe Biden says Egypt is to be commended for agreeing to open up a crossing to allow aid into Gaza. The United Nations says over 1 million people have been displaced over 10 days. Mr. Biden says the roads near the crossing need to be repaired before the aid arrives, which could be as soon as Friday.
Which is going to take a little time to set up, probably. But the point being that if Hamas confiscates it or doesn't let it get through or just confiscates it, then it's going to end. So the bottom line is that El-Sisi deserves some real credit because he was very accommodating.
The chair of the Ethnic Communities Council of New South Wales, Peter Assel, says the organisation is concerned by the increased number of reports from international students who've been impacted by property scams. He says international students may not know their rights and are therefore more vulnerable to dishonest and unscrupulous rental providers.
Students from their language group or from their communities are being scammed into fake rental accommodation. Often that they're being put into unsafe rental accommodation arrangements and or crammed together into a space that's not suited for the number of people that are there. And often it's in our larger cities, so Sydney or Melbourne. And the students, the individuals involved, often don't know who to turn to.
People are being urged to be on the lookout for scams, including being suspicious of requests to transfer money online without seeing the property and taking steps to verify a purported real estate agent is who they say they are. Those affected by a scam should immediately notify their bank and file a report with ScamWatch, run by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission. New research has revealed that a native Australian animal that is responsible for at least 42% of the coral loss on Australia's Great Barrier Reef can survive marine heat waves that kill corals. The finding in a study from the University of Sydney signals a potential speeding up of the damage to coral reefs amid climate change. Matthew Clements from the University of Sydney says the study found younger crown-of-thorns starfish can tolerate almost three times the intensity of the heat that causes coral bleaching.
Generally for marine invertebrates, the juvenile stage is usually less tolerant of like changes in temperature. It's called like a thermal window. They have a lower thermal window compared to the adults.
The federal and state governments have invested more than $4.4 billion over 16 years until 2030 to help protect the reef, including programs to kill the starfish. In football, Socceroos coach Graham Arnold says he sees huge potential in Alessandro Saccardi after his performance in his Socceroos debut. As centre-back, the 19-year-old played a role at both ends of the pitch and also contributed to Australia's first goal in the 2-0 win over New Zealand. Arnold says he's impressed by what he's seen so far from Saccardi.
I went to watch him live, Palmer against Sampdoria, and the kid you could see from the grandstand is just so calm and mature. And as I said, it's giving some of these younger ones a try and a chance because that's the only way they can go up. And we've already lost three players with retirement in Vukovic, Moy and Rogic. I do expect more to come. I've got to plan well in advance that we've got that covered.
I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.